Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for your mercy. That you will open our understanding, Father, to align with you. Father, thank you for your mercy. That opens our understanding to align with your will. Father, we stand in agreement with your mercy tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the seal. The seal. The seal. Whatever the seal is, Father, you show me it is a seal. It's a final seal across the nations, across the cities of the nations, over your church, before you lose the four winds to blow into the atmosphere of this generation. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you're always the same. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You're sealing us for good. You're sealing us for blessing. You're sealing us for your purpose. You're sealing us, oh God, for the assignment and the provisions you've made for our destiny for this hour. Father, to you we give glory. To you we give honor. Excellent majesty to your thrones. For you are worthy, oh Lord. You are faithful. You are wonderful. We thank you, Father. Because we have obeyed you and come tonight. Father, your mercy has opened our understanding to what you're doing. We receive that seal. We believe what we've committed to you. For you said your wind is about to blow. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the spirits of the four winds. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for your chariots. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this season. Thank you for expectations in our hearts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I just commit and I pray for your grace upon everyone that has committed to this season, that you continue to open our eyes to see the seriousness, oh God, of this hour, the sustaining grace for us to push through that which you are transforming from levels to levels. Father, I pray that you are waking those who are sleeping in this hour, that they will understand the need to plug in into this hour, to connect to the privilege of the visitation of this season. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will fill this place with men and women whom your mercy have located, who understand the need and the reason to be aligned to your mercy in this hour. For it's truly your mercy that have given us the privilege to be called into this opportune moment. I pray in the name of Jesus that your jealousy, your mercy will surround us, that we will not be distracted. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you plan for this season. Those you're calling into prayer in this city, the students, the youngs, the old. Father, thank you for those you're calling into this city to come and release a revival anointing. Father, thank you for the things you're preparing for this atmosphere and for this moment. Father, thank you that you are orchestrating things that will eventually, oh God, become a full puzzle. Thank you. Help us to be sensitive to every place of alignment in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're setting in place. Thank you for the foundations you've laid. Thank you for the house of destiny you're about to build. Thank you for a habitation for your glory. Living stones. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I declare to you tonight, get ready for change. Get ready for change. Get ready for change. Get ready for change in your life. Change for good because of the seal of God upon you. Change for success. Change to rule. Change for breakthrough. Change for prosperity. Change for healing. Change because the jubilee change is going to come upon your life. Get ready for change that you can be able to receive it. I proclaim that God will make your new wine skin ready in the name of Jesus. For you to reign and rule in this wind of change that is about to blow. Get ready. Get ready. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laura, you can lead us in prayer and just seal this time of prayer. If anybody has something in their heart to pray, you can pray from wherever you're sitting before Laura seals this time. Amen. Don't miss any day if you can, because you don't know when God is going to share some hidden treasures with us. Amen. We are not even tapped into the things that needs to be shared with you. We've not even touched. We've not started. I believe God is still preparing our hearts. So let's continue to press in. Amen.